flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Green and Growing here on your Odyssey app, where we download your favorite podcast at the Sparky Pfeiffer, 1250amthefan.com. Follow me at Sparky Radio. Nathan Marzion, follow him at Nathan Marzion. As we talk about the Bucks and Andre Jackson Jr., Malik Beasley has been out. Andre Jackson Jr. has been getting the start and has played fairly well. He plays defense. He brings energy. And before the break, I said, maybe I owe him an apology. Will I apologize? No, not yet. It's December. I'm not apologizing yet. And what I'm supposed to be apologizing for, I think, is me, and really Nathan was a part of this too, pretty much saying he can't shoot at all. I mean, he's horrible. And he has hit more threes than I thought he'd hit at this point, and has been far better hitting the three than I thought he would be coming into the season. Am I there to apologize yet? Not yet. If he's still shooting this way come February, then maybe I'll get on board. But again, I mean, we're not at Christmas yet. So from that perspective, impressed early, though, definitely impressed. He brings a lot to the table. But really, at the end of the day, the question is going to be whether or not he should stay in that starting lineup instead of Malik Beasley when Malik Beasley is healthy and can play again. What say you, Nathan Marzion?
I definitely see the case for it. I see people, you know, and I think some of the like Beasley needs to be in the second unit stuff is a little overblown, because I'm like, they're really good with their starting five out there. Like, that five together has played really well. They look good. They, you know, and no, Beasley's not a great defender. And I know having him next to Dame, like, that's a disadvantage defensively in the backcourt, but they've played them down the stretch, and like their defense down the stretch has been good. So I feel like they lock in when they need to and all that. I do like their starting lineup, but I understand, again, people saying, hey, Andre Jackson gives you a little bit of the energy, the defense. He's a winning type of player. Like, he's going to make the right plays offensively. And yeah, I mean, he's been hitting his shots, which I still don't know, because his misses are so ugly that it's like, yes. Okay, I can't tell if he's actually a good shooter or if he's just getting lucky on some of these, because, and I mean, I'm really not trying to discredit him. Like, we might be dead wrong. He might end up just being a decent shooter, but I'm like, the shot still looks ugly. And it'll go in and you're like, okay, cool, it went in, but it did not look pretty. And then, you know, he had one off the side of the backboard the other night. He has had several air balls where I'm like, okay, is he a good shooter, or is he just going, like, I don't know. It's just kind of all over the place. It's pretty erratic. Maybe I think he might be a better just in just straight up corner 3-point shooter than I gave him credit for. You know, I don't know if going back to college, if that was something he was good at in college, I don't remember. But you know, maybe that's something that he's worked on, is just hitting shots kind of from that area, because that's where he's getting most of them and he's been decent on them. So, yeah, but I see both sides to it. And I see people saying, you know, I understand people want Beasley coming off the bench, being kind of that scoring, shooting, giving you that pop off the bench. But I mean, as of right now, I'm probably still starting Beasley. I think as long as Jackson gets some minutes off the bench, and you know, I don't want him to be playing 3 minutes and like not getting any run. I feel like he deserves some run. And then you can continue to really see what you have in this guy and see, you know, is his shooting going to stay pretty good? Is his defense consistent? Is he, you know, consistently making plays, or does it come and go? Because again, I have a hard time starting a rookie second round pick on a championship team. Like, I just have a hard time doing that. And it's like, we've talked about this with AJ Green. We've talked about it with Andre Jackson, with Marjon Beauchamp. These are guys that, you know, yes, they're playing well. Yes, they are productive players overall. But when you put a guy in your starting lineup, or when you talk about playing a guy a ton in a playoff series, those have to be guys that you trust consistently, not guys that, okay, they can have a game or two, or, you know, they have their moments, but it comes and goes. Like Marjon right now, kind of on both ends. It's like, yeah, he'll have a couple good games, but then there's moments he disappears. There's moments he doesn't look good defensively. That's someone that I don't have firm trust in playing big minutes in a playoff series until I see that. Because again, it's more about consistency. It's more about reliability come playoff time. So, with Jackson, again, it's hard to put a guy like that in the starting lineup until you see it a little bit more consistently. He's been good. He's been solid. But again, there have been moments where he comes out and he doesn't look that good. He gets a couple fouls and all of a sudden it's like he's back on the bench. So I don't know. But and maybe I'm fine with it. You know, do it in a regular season here. You can keep him in the starting lineup for a little bit. Again, just experiment with it. See what you got. And you can always go back to Malik Beasley in a month or two or whenever, you know, and then just go with that the rest of the way, or go with whoever the rest of the way. If they make a trade, I don't care. But I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and commit to Malik Beasley Andre Jackson has to be the starter, you know, going forward. Malik Beasley needs to be on the bench going forward. Like, that should be what they roll with. No, you know, I think it can be something they experiment with. It can be something they try out. But as of right now, if I trust five players, you know, if it's a game seven of the finals right now, I am putting in Malik Beasley in my starting lineup, right, and going with the five.
Let me ask you this. Do you think this team goes through droughts when, say, Giannis is off the floor, to where they need that score that they don't have on the floor as part of that second unit? Because coming in, it was, well, Bobby Portis will provide scoring. You don't really have that guard. Connaughton is more missed than hit outside maybe the playoffs, as Marzan points out. But outside of that, Cameron Payne has shot the ball better probably than I thought coming into the season as well. But that would be the argument for me, is you need more instant offense off the bench with that second unit, and that's why you make that move. I don't think Beasley coming off of the first unit affects them offensively. It definitely doesn't hurt them defensively, because, I mean, he plays hard. He tries. He's just not that guy like Lillard. So for me, I see the reason why you do it. If you think that second unit needs offense because you're struggling, and when these benches come in, you're losing that game time and time again. What would you say to that? Do you think there's droughts consistently with this team once, you know, a couple of these starters go off the floor?
To me, my bigger problem with the second unit is the defense. And that's, I think, an argument to keep Jackson on the second unit, because they have been really bad defensively when, you know, Payne's on the court, Pat's on the court, Bobby's on the court, and they have that second unit come in. And like, you take Giannis out, you know, Giannis sits second half of the first quarter, and it's, okay, Dame, Chris is usually sitting at that point. It's going to be Dame, possibly Cameron Payne, and a pretty, you know, just a weak defensive second unit. I think that I like having Andre Jackson in that role, because their first unit has been good defensively overall. You know, you look at the minutes with that starting five playing, they've been good on both ends. Like, their defensive rating is good. Their offensive rating is really good. I think that they can play good defense when that starting five's out there. And then it's like, okay, the problems have come with that second unit. The problems have come with the guys off the bench struggling to play defense, just not having a lot of defenders off the bench. And that'll help, you know, get helped when you have Jay Crowder back, because he's, you know, a defensive minded player. But I don't really see the offense as much of an issue. I think, you know, you've got Bobby to get points off the bench. campaign can get points off the bench when he's, you know, on. Obviously, Pat, when he's on, is a good shooter. So I think they've got a decent amount of offense off the bench. And usually those lineups are going to have one of, you know, Dame or Giannis with them that, okay, those guys can carry the load offensively. You don't need a guy to really completely carry the load. It's more of a secondary complementary role off the bench. So to me, I'd rather have the defense off the bench. I'd rather have someone who can, when that starting five, which is good defensively, breaks up, okay, but you've still got this defender you can put out there next to Dame, or even when Dame sits, you know, having Andre Jackson out there for perimeter defense is, I think, beneficial. Because again, we just haven't, with Payne and Bobby, those have been the two biggest ones where, and they're the ones that play the most off the bench. They're the two biggest culprits of, like, kind of the defense has been really bad when they're on the court. So
let me ask you this. Where are you at with Marjon Beauchamp defensively when he's on the floor?
Again, it's inconsistent. I think he's definitely
Jackson,
one of...
You trust Jackson more than Beauchamp defensively?
Yes, yes. And Marjon is better defensively than, you know, the guys I just mentioned, Bobby or Campaign. Yes, like, I'm not saying he sucks defensively, but I haven't seen it consistently. I don't think he's some... As of right now, I don't think he's like a game changer defensively. I don't think he's some answer of, again, someone you can consistently in a playoff series put on good players and he'll lock them down. I don't see that right now. So to me, like, on both ends right now, he seems like he's a pretty good overall player, and he's just inconsistent, which is normal for a young player, but he's inconsistent. He's not super reliable. Kind of similar to what we saw from, like, Dante was always this way. And he had a little bit more reliable defense, but, like, offensively, you just, there'd be games where he had 20 and you're like, okay, like, he looked really good offensively. Then his shot was on, he was, you know, scoring around the rim. And then all of a sudden you go back to, like, okay, now tonight it's like, he can't do anything offensively and there's nothing he can really hang his hat on like that. And that's kind of how I feel with Marjon, where it's just like, okay, offensively, what is the one thing that, and even defensively, what do you have that you can consistently bring? He'll bring you some shooting sometimes. He'll bring you some finishing sometimes, and the transition stuff has been pretty bad, but, you know, at times he'll make plays, and then defensively he'll have games where he's really good, but then he has games where he struggles getting around screens and stuff. It's just, there's nothing that I'm like, I trust him consistently to do that. And that's where I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't know how to feel about him. I don't know how much trust I have in him. Defensively, I definitely have more trust in Andre Jackson than pretty much any of their role players, you know, on the perimeter for sure. Like, he can get too many fouls sometimes, but I just think he's better at staying in front of guys than anyone else on that team, you know, on the perimeter. So yeah, that's the guy I'd rather have off the bench when you, in the lineups that you really are struggling defensively, putting Andre Jackson in there more would help. So my take would be not that Andre Jackson needs to be starting and, you know, all that. It would be, he needs more minutes off the bench is my take. Like, I think he should be playing more. I'm not saying, you know, he's not some answer defensively, but he just, I think it'd be better off the bench than starting.
He is Nathan Marzan. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzan. You can follow me at Sparky Radio. Check out all the stuff I do over at 1250amthefan.com. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Damian Lillard and how we view Damian Lillard. Like, what were our expectations of Lillard when the Bucks acquired him this offseason? And then, has he met the expectations of Bucks fans to this point? We'll discuss that next here on the Green and Growing Podcast. Download it on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Check us out on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page as well, where we do live streaming videos of these pretty much every time we do one.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.